Hello and welcome back, Nerd Clan. We are talking today about Voyager Chapter 13, Mid-Game. A small chapter. I think this might be the smallest chapter I've read in all of the Outlander series so far between the first three books. And it is one that sets the beginning of the story apart from the rest of the story. And I think it infers that we'll be getting five acts from Voyager. And the reason why I say that is because even though this is little, it's still pretty pivotal in terms of the storytelling itself. What we're doing here is we're just wrapping up the first act. The first act is introducing our characters, reinstalling our knowledge of Jamie, and also what has gone on in the immediate and relatively distant aftermath of Culloden. But also it reestablishes Claire and all the things that have happened in between from her coming back in what is the current time in the 60s, so, or 70s. So what this chapter is doing is saying, okay, you got everything you needed from what has gone on up until this point. This big gap, this 18, 20 year gap from Culloden and from when Claire came back. So now let's move on. Let's move on with the rest of this story. So the way that this would work is that generally stories are told in either three or five, or in some cases, seven or nine acts. It's usually done in an odd number, though that is not a hard and fast rule. But because this is happening in chapter 13, we're wrapping up the first 12 chapters so quickly, so easily, and there are 60-some-odd chapters, you can see the chunks that Diana has started to create with this chapter. And even though it is small, again, it does pack an emotional punch, a pivotal emotional punch for us. Claire is opening up a part of herself that has been closed for quite some time. And I've said this before, I'll say it again, it is not a coincidence. I feel like that is my choice phrase for this book so far. It is not a coincidence that Jamie goes to sleep in, I think it was last chapter or the previous chapter, and dreams of Claire, and dreams of her intimacy. And we talked in one of the chapters about Jamie needing an equal in a relationship. He might be finding that in Lord John at this moment. Claire needs an equal in one of her relationships. And it's the same thing. So it's not a coincidence that Jamie dreams of Claire after having a run-in with Lord John. And it is not a coincidence that Claire goes to sleep with Jamie's name in her hand.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.